For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This month on the show, our pop culture news.
We each talk about various topics that we've liked over the last month.
And fortune cookies. It's November 2024.
And you're listening to
Lunchbox Reaction. Welcome back, everyone.
I've been back after a long time.
Yeah, we missed you. Last month.
What are you up to?
I don't remember. Probably a color guard thing. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
I was doing something.
Color guard thing.
It was a month ago. I can't remember what happened a month ago.
I might have been doing homework.
Oh, Dad, you're getting old.
Yeah, I think you were doing homework is actually what it was.
It's reasonable. I'll allow it this time.
All right. Hey, Liam, look on the bottom of my screen there and you'll see a program called Numbers.
Where?
On the taskbar there on the bottom. Look for Numbers and click on it.
Oh, yep. Numbers.
Yep, click on it. There you go. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something cool.
Wow. Roasted.
No, this is our, we're going to go back in time and review our old pop culture news to see what we've been doing. So why don't you, since you're there by the computer, read this week's or this month's review. So which episode was it?
Episode 172.
And what did we review?
We reviewed the game Patchwork.
Patchwork. All
so this
right.
one's actually pretty recent.
Yeah. Well, I have the date there, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah. From January.
January
so
of this
about
year.
About a year ago.
Yeah. All right, so pick one of us, and what did we talk about?
Evan talked about how a 13-year-old beat Tetris.
Oh, yeah. Since then, a lot more people have beat Tetris. I think now someone has completely, like, looped Tetris.
Whoa.
On a game where you can't get any bugs. So, like, they played it for so long that it just kind of reset, and the game started over again. And then they played it more. So that's pretty fun. I think people are still trying to beat it. And, like, loop it on the original game, which is very difficult.
I say that for last month. My news was an ugliest dog competition, but
yeah.
I do not remember that at all.
I remember that. The winner of that competition, I think, was in the Deadpool movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what you talked about last month. We missed you. So you didn't listen to our last month's episode, because Evan and I did a whole discussion about the ugliest dog and how we missed you being here.
I don't remember that at all.
It shows. So even our own podcasters don't listen to our podcast.
Wow. You listen to our podcast, Dad.
I listen to our podcast. That's how we get all that sweet ad revenue.
Yeah. Listen to your own stuff, kids. That gets you places.
The news I'm talking about this month that I talked about last year was that the Avatar trailer just came out on Netflix a year ago.
For the show? The live action show.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Since then, we've watched and reviewed the show, I think, right? Yeah. And I mean, I liked it.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know they're working on season two of it. Because I think one of my little pop culture news like 2 months ago, I think, was talking about how they cast someone for Toph.
Yeah.
So I guess that's still in the news a bit.
Lots of live action things coming out.
We need to make more animated shows.
Yeah, make the animated shows that deserve live action.
Why don't we adapt live action things into animated things?
They do sometimes, and they're really good.
Dad's turn.
Yep.
So a year ago, Dad talked about a Star Wars Outlaw game.
Yeah.
Oh, that game.
Yeah. I never played it. I looked it up. It got, I don't know, average to a little above average reviews. It wasn't earth-shattering or anything.
No.
You seem like you know a little about it, Evan.
Yeah. I think it was a bit buggy when it came out, and it's not an amazing game. It's mediocre, and it, fits into the Star Wars universe, but otherwise it's, fine.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's our review of old pop culture news. Now let's hit this month's pop culture news.
Yay.
Liam, what are you going to talk about? Are you going
to... Oh, do you want me to talk about How to Train Your Dragon?
That's what I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
I have another one, but...
Oh, I was going to talk about How to Train Your
Dragon. We could all talk about it.
Evan can do How to Train Your Dragon. I have something else.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, okay. As of recording this, recently the live-action How to Train Your Dragon movie trailer has come out. And it's fine.
I'm scared.
It looks like a shot-for-shot remake, which is... It's like... I feel like there's two levels that you can go to... And it's too close to it, which has, only ever been done by this movie, or way too far from the original story, which has been done by a lot of other things. I hope it's not exactly a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, because, why are they even remaking it then?
They did Toothless well. They did the hair of Hiccup bad.
I must be, the only one who thinks that Toothless does not look good.
I thought Toothless looked fine. I didn't like any of the live actors or their costumes.
No. I especially didn't like Hiccup.
Yeah, the costumes just looked costumey to me. The hair looked like bad wigs.
I saw Astrid's costume. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it though?
Did you see Astrid's costume?
I don't remember. I don't remember any costumes I saw in the trailer looking
good.
Well,
it wasn't in the trailer. It was in the movie.
Yeah, there was a little short documentary. How can a documentary? It's only 3 minutes, but... A little behind the scenes. I don't know. I've been reading lots of reaction views on the internet, and I feel like people generally are really liking it. And I'm thinking to myself, am I just an outlier? Because I don't know. I didn't really like it that much.
A lot of the reviews I've seen are people being I don't think this is going to be too good.
Oh, okay.
That's just on the positive side of the internet. Me and Evan are on the cynical side.
Okay, so yeah, there you go. How to Train Your Dragon. I know we've mentioned it. How to Train Your Dragon is one of my favorite movies ever, hands down. Go back and listen to our hour-long podcast about...
Oh yeah, I forgot it was an hour.
About me just going on about it. But yeah, okay. Liam, do you want to go next or do you want me to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
My news for this week is that the second season for an animated show on Netflix that I really like called Arcane came out.
Oh, yeah. So my friends want me to watch that so much.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. Yeah, and I just finished watching the second season yesterday. So I feel like...
Who died?
I can't tell you who died.
Oh, that means somebody did die.
Actually, a lot of people died. But the main person who died, people are speculating that they didn't actually die, but... Oh. It's complicated.
But I don't think you'll ever learn then, because I believe...
Yeah, there's only going to be 2 seasons.
There's only 2 seasons, yeah.
But the company is making another series that takes place in another League of Legends world. So we're thinking that they might come back in that show. No one knows, though.
I also heard that this was... hands down the most expensive animated show ever made.
Millions and millions of dollars. I should look up the exact amount it took to make it.
I don't know too much about the show, but I was scrolling by an article that said it was talking about how one of the scenes was entirely drawn with charcoal.
$250 million to make this.
Wow.
Yeah, the charcoal scene it looks so good. A lot of the characters are 3D animated / painted, but the backgrounds are almost all 2D and hand drawn.
Yeah, I'd like to watch this. I know we started watching it, and then
we watched the first episode, but I don't really like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I mean, I liked it, but I felt like some of you were saying, oh, this is too dark. Or
that's
something.
What mom was saying.
Maybe that's mom saying.
I don't know. I like dark things. I was hooked by the end of episode 3. But it's not for everyone. It is a very, very violent show.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of spit. This could basically be called, like, Spit the Show.
Spit the Show. Okay. What? Just because?
Just because they love to animate all these fight scenes, and there's not a single fight scene where you don't see a character, like, letting out, like, visceral amounts of, like, spit from their mouth.
Huh.
Just like in real life, apparently, huh?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I've seen someone spit. All right, so you recommend that? That's on what? Is that on Hulu?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. My pop culture news is it's a fun little cozy game called Tiny Glade.
Oh.
It's a computer game that came out on September 23rd of this year. So it's actually only been about a month. What is today? Today's the 24th. Yeah, so it's only been out for a month.
But it's November.
I know. Oh, September, October. Yeah, 2 months. Okay, I'm off. But yeah, it's a game by Pounce Light Studios. It's described as a city builder and a cozy sandbox. There are no enemies. There's no goals. It's not like you're running against time. It's just you're given this big plot of land with some trees on it, and you can just go nuts. You can create steeps. You can create little rivers and lakes, ponds. You can
pet the sheep.
You can pet sheep. You can build. The idea is you're building houses, and you can just build square houses. Then you can change their widths and dimensions. You can put on different roofs. You can change the angle of the roofs. You can change what the roofs are made of. You can change the colors. You can have log buildings. You can have stone buildings. You can build arches, and you put windows in the buildings, and the game is all procedural. So as you, like, let's say you have a building and you click on the window, you can move the window around, and the window will just sort of magically meld with the building. And as you're moving it, different things might pop up. Like the window will, like if you get around the corner of the building, the window will actually become a corner window. It's hard to describe without seeing it.
If you put it near the ground, it spawns a wheelbarrow outside of it.
So it's like The Sims, but like much cooler.
Yeah, it's a very fun game. It seems very simple at first, but I've joined the Tiny Glade Reddit, and just looking at some of the fabulous structures and castles and creations that people have made in this game, it just astounds me. Someone has recreated the Mona Lisa
That's crazy.
By drawing, they clear out the ground and then they drew lakes and ponds and walls and things. And it's just like, wow, this is crazy. But some of these people are making these beautiful castles, and people have made wizards' observatories. And, you know, I've played with this game a little, and it's fun, and it's, you know, it's like, oh, I just kind of burn off some steam. But I mean, some of these people, they've discovered methods of building that I'm sure that the creators didn't even think of, because these structures are just beautiful to look at. So yeah, you can find this game on Steam. It's only, I don't know, it's like $8 to $10. I don't think it's any more than 15. But I bought it. It looked fun, and yeah, I think if you're looking for something that's just fun and relaxing, and it's this genre game called cozy, because there's, you know, you're not fighting, nothing's trying to kill you. It's not hack and slash. It's just doing stuff for fun. And yeah, I would check it out. It's called Tiny Glade. All right, so that's our pop culture news. Now on to our individual reviews of what we've been looking at the past month.
Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I guess I'll go first. I wanted to talk about a game, like a board game, that me and Evan have played. It's called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Oh, that game.
I don't think, Dad, have you heard of this game?
I have not. I'm intrigued.
Maybe we should all play it as a family. But it's a game where you go around laying down cards. You have to, as you lay down a card, we each say in order, taco, cat, goat, cheese, pizza. And if the card you lay down matches with the word that you say, you all have to slap the middle of the table on the cards. And whoever slaps last has to take all the cards. So your goal is to be the first one to run out of cards by being the first to slap.
Okay. A little like the game Spoons.
Yeah. And then every once in a while, you'll put down a card that's like narwhal. And so everyone has to like put a like a little horn above their heads with their hands, and then they slap down.
This is great. For those of you who are at home, or since you can't see, Liam is putting their hands above their head like a narwhal horn.
And then there's another card that's gorilla where you have to beat on your chest and then you slap. And then there's a groundhog card where you have to like
knock on the table
and then you can slap. So that's basically all the rules of the game. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's very fun.
How many players is this for?
I think you can have as many as there are cards in the game. So like 2+.
And is this a game that you can buy at Target or something, or just online? Okay.
It's pretty easy to find. It's become pretty popular, so you can find it at any place that sells games.
Okay. Standard card size, or are they oversized?
I think they're pretty standard.
So yeah. like a deck of cards?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I carry them in my backpack, and it's just like basically size of a deck of cards.
Okay. Neat. Do you know how much it is?
I think the one I bought was only like $4 or $5.
Oh. So pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a very portable game.
Yeah.
And you don't need any extra stuff to play, just the cards.
Nope.
Right. And a wide open space on a table to pound.
Yeah, we had some hand casualties when I was playing this at school the other day.
Ooh. Where do you play it at school? In the lunchroom?
We had a free hour in our writing class, so we just played.
Oh, so instead of writing, you...
I mean, yeah, technically it was a work day, but no one's going to do work on a Friday before break.
Okay.
But like, yeah, we were all taking our hands out from the pile and they were all red and bruised.
How long does a game typically take?
It depends on the amount of players, but it usually no more than 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm. Okay. So pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain number of cards you start with?
The whole deck is dealed out to everyone.
Oh, okay. So if it's just 2 players, you'd each have quite a few cards, but if you had 5 players or 10 players, you'd only have
So the more players you have, the faster someone's going to win, because they'll have less cards to get rid of.
Yeah, okay.
But then you can keep playing to like 2nd place or 3rd place if you want.
All right, and then lord it over them. Loser. Okay, and so the name is Cat?
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
And so you have to say that each time you're putting a card down?
You don't say the whole thing, but like if I was the first to go, I'd say taco, and then it'd maybe move to Evan, and Evan would go cat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put down the card that's the same as the word you're saying, then you all have to slap it.
Are you holding them in your hand so you know that you're going to put down the right
No,
card?
You're holding them face down in your
hand. Oh, okay.
Hand.
So you don't know. No one knows. Okay. And then it just repeats after you say pizza, it just starts over again?
Starts over.
Okay. So there's those 5 cards, and then there's the few extras you said, and that's it?
Yep.
So there's only about 8 different cards in the deck?
Yeah. It's pretty easy to get the hang of.
All right. And so, like a rating? What do you think?
I would rate this game probably like an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10, too, from what I've played it.
Better than spoons.
Much better than knives, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, you want to go?
Okay. This is probably going to be my first 1 out of 10 review ever on Lunchbox.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
The not even popular Christmas movie that was made last year called Christmas on Mistletoe Farm.
I have to look this movie up.
The other day, while me and Dad were looking for something to watch on Netflix or such, we searched up Christmas, and this was a movie that came on like 15th in the list. I don't know how to describe how just awful this movie is. I'll describe the story. Christmas on Mistletoe Farm takes place where a London businessman has to like make a pitch for this big company, but then his father like dies apparently, and in his will it said that now he owns this farm called Mistletoe Farm. So the guy has to go with all of his kids, and his wife just died, so he's taking care of all his kids now, to Mistletoe Farm. And then at Mistletoe Farm, he has to sell mistletoe and also talk to all the villagers and have a love romance with the... I don't know. This movie is so complicated, and there's so many things happening at all every time, but still it feels terribly paced. Like, there's one moment where he's like, I'm not going to do this. And then in the next scene, he does that thing without any, like, reverse or, like, character moment. And it doesn't make any sense.
I'm looking at the Google images for this movie, and the costumes are just terrible.
Oh, they are. Sometimes the kids just get on their four-wheelers that they have no like, introduction to before.
Like, yeah. There's these lime green vest jackets next to, like a yellow plaid raincoat. What is happening?
There's just so many issues and, like, stupid things about this movie. At one point, it just becomes Home Alone. Like, literally a shot-for-shot remake of Home Alone, and then it just stops. And at the end of it, there's, like, a really bad music number. I don't understand this movie.
Yeah, and don't forget about the strange wannabe comedian caretaker who lives in the...
He lives in the shed. In the farm with all the animals. He's such a weird guy. Like, I would not let my kids be around him. If you have spare time and you're on Netflix, I would not recommend you watch Christmas on Mistletoe Farm. Please, watch anything else.
This would be a good Mystery Science Theater, although there's really not much science in it. But
just go rewatch Elf.
Yeah. Please watch something better than Christmas on Mistletoe Farm. We watched it, so you don't have to.
I don't know if we can give spoilers about this movie?
Yes, Dad. Nobody's going to care.
Nobody's going to care. What gets me... So this is a major spoiler. If you don't want to be majorly spoiled for this movie, skip the next minute. Here's the thing about this movie, right? This guy that Evans was saying, you know, he's never known his father. He goes to this farm that his father left him. He meets everyone in the town, and I'm saying everyone. He meets everyone in the town. We are introduced to all these people.
It takes so much
time. They're in a diner. They meet everyone. Everyone knows who's all there. I'm making this very clear, okay? At the end of the movie, suddenly one of these people who was in the diner that everyone knew was there turns out to be his dad. Now, would the entire town be able to keep this secret? They all knew who he was, and no one said anything about this. I mean, it was just—it's just beyond belief. You know, it's like one of those things about how, you know, can you keep a secret? You know, maybe one person can, two person can, but the entire town—it's just—it's just unbelievable. Anyway.
Also, this is like such a weird town. I swear it's a cult.
So did his dad fake his death?
No, his entire reasoning was like, you can't,
reasoning. You're using the word reasoning with this movie.
There is no reasoning. He said, you don't have to die to give someone part of your will, which is not like true.
What?
I don't know. It's,
the will never said I died.
Oh, right, yeah. It just said he left it to him or something. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
There's like three musical numbers in this movie, too, and they're all bad.
Yeah, but you've been singing one of those songs, Evan, haven't you?
Ironically. Also, the song when they're not doing music numbers, they use one of the same three songs that they got for the soundtrack of this movie, none of which are good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the music cues. Yeah, there are only about three music cues in the whole movie, and you hated them all.
I hated them all.
Yeah.
And you can tell everything that's going to happen in the plot. Even though there's so much things that happen in the plot, you can predict every single one somehow. Whoa.
Probably except for the fact that his dad was alive and yeah. was in the town.
Because that's just
it's
weird.
Just out of left field. Again, I don't know how the entire town could keep this secret.
Also, the mistletoe that they grow on Mistletoe Farm is literally magic. Like, it makes any two people kiss each other. They don't have to, like, know each other personally at all. If they have the mistletoe above them, they kiss.
It's kind of creepy. Would you recommend that I watch it?
No! Please do not watch Christmas on Mistletoe Farm.
This just made me want to watch it more.
If you want to torture yourself, you can watch Christmas on Mistletoe Farm.
Well, so you rate it 1 out of 10?
I rate it 1 out of 10.
All right.
All right. Are we on to Dad now?
On to me. I am going to talk about a TV show, a TV miniseries that I just finished watching, about an hour ago, called Interior Chinatown. And so this is a series that just came out just a week ago, I think. And I read an article about it and I thought, I want to watch this show. So it's a 10-episode TV show on Hulu. It's rated mature, but I noticed that a lot of things that Hulu has is rated mature. Like for example, Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Like, would you consider that mature? What do you two think about that?
Well, there's murder.
There's a lot of gore.
But don't you think, like, middle schoolers could watch that?
Yeah. I feel like it should really be, like, TV-14.
Yeah. Yeah. So this show, I mean, the start of every episode, you know, this TV show is rated for mature audiences. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, there's some murder. So it's a mystery, crime mystery, whatever. And there's someone gets shot. But I don't know. There's a little smoking. I guess maybe it's mostly for the language, because there's a few swear words here and there. I mean, I wouldn't let elementary school kids watch this, but I think if you're in middle school, the show would be fine. But anyway, I'm going to talk about it because, hey, I can. So the synopsis of the story is, it's a story of an Asian-American actor struggling against cliched roles and stereotypes, both at work and in his personal life. I was trying to describe this to my friends. Imagine a procedural crime drama mixed with a little kung fu, a little The Truman Show, a little The Twilight Zone, a little Lost.
Oh.
I mean, it's...
It's almost as many genres as Christmas on Mistletoe Farm.
Yeah, but in this case, it works. I think it works. And I think the show is brilliant. I really enjoyed it. So it's 10 episodes. The first episode, I think it really draws you in. You get to episode 4, and it's just like, whoa, this is amazing. Episodes 5, 6, and 7 are just kind of more of the story, and I was kind of getting a little worried that, maybe they lost some of the cool mojo that I think they had, but then suddenly episode 8 hits you, and it's like everything turns on its head. And then by the last episode 10, I was just like, oh, this is amazing. It's funny. The main character's best friend has kind of a whole side story, and I think he just gets some of the most funniest lines. He gets to be known, well, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say it. I guess don't want to give too much away. But I love his character. There's a lot of different characters that you follow. There's this main character, there's his best friend, there's his parents. The main character's brother has gone missing 12 years ago, and no one knows why. And that's kind of what sets off the whole story, is they're trying to figure out what happened to his brother.
Ooh.
So, and when I say there's a police procedural involved, and this is kind of, you notice this right away in the first episode, so I won't be spoiling too much, but it's like there's this alternate reality that he's working at a restaurant. He's an Asian. He's working at this Asian restaurant. But there's this show called Black and White. And of course, it has this blonde white woman who's one of the detectives, and then this black guy who's the other detective, right? And it's so, I mean, it's so obvious, black and white. And it's like this TV show, but the TV show is going on simultaneously with everything at like his life. And the whole, like, whenever these people are there, it's like the lighting changes, it's so interesting how they play with these, with the lighting and the tropes of police procedurals. And part of it is like him being noticed and not noticed, because there are times when people who are, and I'm using air quotes, who are like in the TV show can't see him. But then when they leave the area, suddenly people can interact with him again. I mean, it's very weird. But I mean, it's weird in a fun way, and you're just trying to figure it out. And I love shows like this that make you kind of guess and you know what's going on.
Like WandaVision before it was bad.
Like WandaVision before it was bad. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I suppose maybe a little WandaVision. Yeah, that could be another way. I was also thinking of The Hollow. It has a little of that vibe too.
That's been so long since.
So yeah, so I mean, I think the show is fun. I think the actors are great. The series comes from a book of the same name, and the title Interior Chinatown is a stage direction, right? If you're into plays or TV scripts, you know, the whole thing is a stage direction. So it's kind of a giveaway right there, like what is going on, and it's. The author says, you know, it's kind of a study of Asian stereotypes, you know, how people see or don't see people. And yeah, I think the show does a really good job of that. I'm going to say it has, I don't think it answers every question, and I'm kind of glad it doesn't. It answers enough to be satisfying, but yet it leaves you maybe wanting more. I don't think there is going to be any more episodes. I don't know why there would be. I think it's just a self-contained show. So, would I watch it again? Yeah, I kind of actually want to watch it again, because I would like to see, you know, now that I sort of know the ending, I think I'd like to just see it again.
Should we watch it with you?
Oh, yeah. If you want to watch it, I'd watch it again, because I really enjoy the show. So, I think I'm going to give it like a 9.5 out of 10. I really enjoyed the show. I think it's fun. Again, if you're not into sort of off-kilter, bizarre, is it real, is it not shows, then maybe the show is not for you. But I think they pull it off. I think it's a fun mystery. It's a fun exploration of friends, of some of the tropes of these cop shows. I love how When they're in this sort of this cop universe, they're always making these really bad puns about like someone's got murdered, and it's just the way they phrase it is just this such a bad pun, and it's like, oh god, this is just like bad TV writing, but they're doing it on purpose, you know, so it's very amusing. So they're making fun of these tropes. So I don't know. I find it a really good show. So anyway, that's my review. It's called Interior Chinatown. It's on Hulu. And if that sounds interesting to you at all, check it out.
Great.
Nice.
All right. I think it's time for fortune cookies?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
In order to capture a city, first, capture the heart of the people.
Wow.
So
wow.
I guess
Sun Tzu quote
if
right
you're
there.
You're looking to become a dictator.
Oh, this one's for you, Dad.
Oh.
Teach your children the value of accountability and taking responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Dad.
All right. My fortune is you will learn valuable life skills through your education.
Wow, that was more for us, too.
Yeah, we should have switched off.
All right, well, that wraps up this week's episode, this month's episode of our show.
Yay.
Woohoo!
We'll be back next month with more.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
You can find us online at lunchboxreaction.net. Email us, lunchboxreaction@gmail.com. Should we make a Blue Sky account?
We have one.
I don't know what Blue Sky is.
Didn't we make a different one?
We have a Blue Sky account. We just don't upload anything on it.
Oh.
I have them. I'm on it.
Are you? Oh, we should start using it.
We should.
I guess I made one and I totally forgot that.
Yeah, you made one, you gave it to me, and then I haven't done
anything. And you haven't done anything with it. All right. Maybe for next month. That'll be our project for next month. Is to start posting on Blue Sky. Okay. Well, until next time, I've been Brian.
I've been Liam.
I've been Evan.
And we'll see you all next month
at the lunch table. So long.
So long.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.